Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know what you came here for.
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 Hello, 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 and good evening to you. God bless you, and I thank you so much for calling in. Amen. We give greetings to you. Interceding is what I do, and I am Pastor Priscilla McCray. I come before you again to tell you thank you, amen, for joining us on this wonderful day that God has created. Each and every one of you finding it not robbed to come out and hear whatever it is, thus says the Lord on this particular day. God bless each and every one of you. We will begin to open up, amen, our house of order, amen. We will begin to open up with a prayer from our co-pastor, Prophetess Freeman, amen. We just want to tell you thank you again on this joyous occasion to be able to join with you, to be able to pray with you, to be able to go through the word, amen, and find out who gets the glory on this day, amen. We just want to just tell you thank you. Thank you again for being here. Thank you. Lord, we're just asking that someone begin to be saved off of this message that you're preparing for your people. Go ahead with your prayer, woman of God.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we thank you for a new day that we have never seen. We thank you for a new grace and new mercy that you shed upon us. Lord God, we thank you for your loving kindness that you extend to each and every one of us on a daily basis, Father. We thank you now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we come before you humbly. Lord God, repenting of every sin, anything that was not pleasing in your sight, Father, we repent now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you now to look upon each and every caller, Lord God. Lord God, provide every need, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, grant them a teachable spirit, Lord God, that they receive, Lord God, that which you have prepared, Lord God, in the heart and mind of Pastor McCray, Father. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now for the woman of God. We thank you for her stand for you, Lord God. Lord God, she says often, Lord God, she shall live, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For you, O God, everything in her life, Lord God, shall exemplify you, Father. We thank you now, God, for her stance, Lord God. Father, we thank you now for this word that's been ready to be brought forth, Father. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for every thought, every hour that was taken, Lord God, to partake in this session, Lord God, of the Bible study, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we love you on today, God. We worship you on today, God. We give you all praise. We give you all honor. We give you all glory, Lord God. Lord God, we invoke your presence in the midst of your people, in the midst of the callers, Lord God. Lord God, that they receive, Lord God, all that you have for them on this day, God. And Father, we give you all praise. We give you all honor. We give you all glory. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we say amen, amen, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. And God bless you, woman of God. I thank you so much for your stand and your commitment, amen, to be able to intercede, amen, even for those that don't know that we're praying for them. Amen. We like to continue to lift up our overseer, Apostle Clarence Rush. Amen. We like to continue to lift up ministry there in Atlanta, Georgia. We give thanks unto the man of God. I give special thanks unto Dr. Ruby Franklin. special thanks unto Pastor Prophetess Paul and the overseer in that ministry, amen, of Tabernacle, which is overseer Paul, amen, in his absence at this time. We just give great thanks for the men and women of God, amen, for coming together to take a stand, to be able to stand in a gap, amen, and praying for those, amen, even praying for those, as the Bible says, to pray for those that spitefully use us, amen.
Amen.
We just tell you, amen. We say thank you on this day, amen. And we're going to come to you from Matthew, amen. We're going to come to you from Matthew, let's see here, Matthew 5 and 16, which is where we're coming from today.
My Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
Matthew
Jesus.
5 and 16.
Yes, Lord.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I'll state that once again. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Today it sounds real interesting as what God is getting ready to do, Co-Pastor Freeman. We're just going to continue to believe, God, that once this message goes out, amen, somebody will be delivered from some situations and be able to give God the glory and not exalt it for himself. Amen?
Amen.
There are those in many churches who do many of the causes for Christ, and but we do not stop and give God the glory. Many withhold their tithes and offerings because they say that the pastor does not give them any glory. According to us, we must do the work, but we are not entitled to be glorified. Through our labor, God gets the glory. Others may see us doing good, but they look beyond us and exalt the Father. Hallelujah. So who gets the glory in all that we do? The answer is obvious. God both deserves and desires, amen, our praises. In the Old Testament, it appears that Satan did not mind God being glorified. I'm just getting ready to speak on a down-to-earth level, amen? So somebody will be able to understand where I'm coming from. We read that on one occasion, the glory of God was burning like a fire on the mountaintop. Satan made no efforts to extinguish it. On yet another occasion, we are told that Moses could not enter his tent because it was filled with the glory of God. Still, there is no response from Satan. There was also the time when the priest could not enter the temple to perform his duties because the temple was filled with the glory of God. I'm going somewhere. Satan does not even show up. Even during the manifestation and the vision in the year that the king died, when Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up, there were no satanic rituals, amen, when it was declared that the earth is full of his glory. See, Satan wasn't threatened at this time. But see, there's a probable reason for his attitude towards God's glory. Is that the man was seeing the Lord through a glass and a dark view. It was a blurry view. He knew that the vision of God was in front of us, but we could not recognize what was going on. Amen? Somebody, I need you to keep following me because I'm going somewhere with this. So therefore, he was not a personal God who really cared about us. And so Satan thought. So Satan didn't mind that God was receiving this type of glory.
Now, we say this is just.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the devil walked into his office. I'm getting ready to get a little sarcastic and keeping it real for some good folk right now. The devil walked into his office one day and found a memo from his secretary saying, it's a rumor that God is going to visit Earth in person with his son. They said that he shall call him Emmanuel, God with us. Satan became very concerned, and he did not mind God getting the glory when men knew little about him. Come on, somebody. See, I always tell the people, if I can be an example, if my characteristics can simplify that of a godly lifestyle and you're able to see me, I still need you to know that it's God that worketh through me, so you should be giving God some glory. Come on, somebody. If I can see it, if the unbelievers can see this thing being manifested before their eyes, then something will be able to turn them away from their wicked ways. But to have him in the flesh walking and talking with his children was just too much for Satan to bear. That means that Satan said, well, you know what, hold on, wait a minute. Now he's getting ready to show up in the flesh. You know what, I got to get on my job. I've been slacking. There are some things I need to do in order for him not to get glorified anymore. So he decided to prevent God from getting this type of glory through his son at all costs. Now, he campaigned to stop Christ from funneling the glory from earth to heaven. He got on this task real quick, y'all. Satan reasoned that if he could cause Jesus to be born in famine, then God would not be glorified. If Jesus was born out of wedlock, there would be no glory to give to the birth. So Satan kind of walked up on Joseph, you know, like what we can do, us bike biters, us so-called Christian folk. I'm stepping on some toes, and it's intention. Satan walked up to Joseph, and he whispered, he said, you know what, Joseph, Mary is pregnant, and you know the child is not yours. So won't you just go ahead on and put her aside quietly? But see, how many of you know that if there's a side to darkness, there is a side to the light, amen? So God was on the other ear. It's all right, Joseph. This thing has happened to Mary. It's of the Holy Spirit. Take her to be your wife, and God receive the glory out of this announcement, amen? Satan was not able to defeat the master at this time. So he tried to interfere with the birth process. He closed the ends. I'm still working right now in the physical being. You'll be able to understand. So let's say he closed down all the hotels. He closed down all hospitals, Jackson and Broward General and Atlantic General, those things were not available, But look at God. So he opened up the stable and turned it into a glorified maternity ward. Come on, somebody. God got the glory at the birth of our Lord. But we all know that Satan is always on his post, and he's always seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. So still determined, Satan visit the King Harold. And you know the king, he said to the king, you know, he said, hey, listen, you know that there's only one king for the kingdom here. And if there is only one king, there could only be one kingdom for you to rule over. King Harold agreed. But he let the king know that there's a boy that is being born in Bethlehem, and all the people are ready to call him king. So he was trying to discourage the king, amen? So the king put out an order to slaughter the young boys. Come on, somebody knows the story. But I thank God that Christ was, amen, in the womb, but God was leading his people, amen? So he was still out of the reach of Satan's hand. So hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, the Christ was born. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, the Christ still lives. Because his parents was obedient and listening to what God was saying. God thought that he had accomplished the things of this world, and God thought that he had did away, amen. But how many of you know that Satan would never give up his reign, amen? He will continue to try to do these things. But see, how many of you know that God knows all and he sees all? God dispatched his angels around, amen, our Lord and Savior. So here while Satan was believing that the Christ had been destroyed, God had already had him tucked away in a beautiful place, amen? So here it is, 12 years later, then Satan heard about this boy that was in this temple confiding with the priests and confiding with the lawyers and doctors. I'm going somewhere. And he was receiving full glory, God was at this time. So Satan arrived, and then Jesus was making this announcement about his ministry. He said, it is time that I am about to get up and do my Father's business. Come on, somebody. God was still being glorified, and the glory was still flowing. It was about time that Satan decided to wait, He said, you know what, I'm just going to wait and see what the next move is going to be. I'm just going to wait around and see what's getting ready to happen. He said, I'll just stay a step further because as long as I can see what's getting ready to happen, I can make up in my mind my next move. So he waited for about 18 more years, Someone brought him the news that there was a special baptism going on in Jordan. It was rumored that this prime candidate was the Son of God. And as Satan arrived upon the scene, God had already stepped up, to the heavens and publicly addressed the system to be declared. You know your word. Thou art my beloved Son, and in whom I am well pleased. God received the glory out of that baptism. But Satan knew that all of the great men spent time alone preparing for their great work. There are times when you're getting ready to minister the word of God, you need a silent moment to allow God to download some things into you. Sometimes you got to sit aside and know that this precious moment is coming, so you have to prepare. You have to prepare, especially when it's time for you to feed God's sheep. Amen?
Amen.
So he decided to wait for Jesus in the wilderness. The Spirit accepted this challenge. And immediately, the Spirit driven him into the wilderness. There he was tempted by the devil. After Jesus had fasted and planned for 40 days, he faced his enemy. I noticed that you wanted men to follow you, Satan said. If thou be the Son of God, he continued, command those stones to be made bread. In other words, start a social program and men will follow you just to get the bread. But Jesus might as well said, you don't understand what my ministry is all about. It's not about the bread. It is about written. Man shall not live by bread alone. Come on, somebody. But every word that be proceeded out of the mouth of God. These are the things that we should follow. We should be fed the word of God. This is what we should be feasting on daily. Man lives by the word of God. His word is our joy in the time of sorrow. His word is our hope for tomorrow. Come on. His word comforts in a time of ours, in our trying times, in our distressed times, in the times where we feel, I yield, I can't take no more. Come on, somebody. We know it's plenty of times. Even those unbelievers end up saying, Lord, have mercy on me. And they don't realize the things that they're saying. Men live by the word of God. This is the bread, amen, that we're living by on this day, at this hour. Jesus is now invited to go with Satan to the highest peninsula of this temple. Satan tells him to jump off, knowing that no harm would befall him. He suggested that the men will follow Jesus just because of the miracle. And Jesus said, and it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. I wonder how many of us have tempted God on a regular basis with our stupid prayers. Some people will say, you know what, prayers are not in vain, but the devil is defeated. If you believe that, then the word said, you know, I always tell people, you have to follow the word, amen? I remember years ago when our elders would tell us, if you don't stand for nothing, you'll fall for everything. Don't go and put those idle prayers up to our Father, amen? Because those prayers don't go higher than the ceiling. Come on, somebody, I'm helping you out right now. Why ask him to take care while driving him? Amen, and you know that you're getting ready to get in a car, amen, and you tell somebody, take care of yourself. When you know that this person is driving down the road 90 miles an hour, you're going to tell them to take care of themselves. Oh, Lord God, I know that that person got behind the wheel, and I know that they've been drinking, uh-huh. But you know what, God bless you, God bless you, Lord, look after them as they go on their way. Why would you put that before God when you know that that's a stupid move this person is about to make? You know they've been drinking and you know they're riding down the road 90 miles an hour. Yet and still you want to ask God to take care of them. Take the key. We have to have some common sense at times, amen? Sometimes we need to use our minds. But don't tempt God. I'm just going to have faith in knowing that God is, I'm going to believe in God, that God's going to deliver them. Go ahead on. Are you serious, people? There are some times where it's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to stop playing holy, holy. That's tempting God and asking God to bless you, especially when you're in your wrongdoing. Lord, come on, I need you to just touch me. I need you to deliver me from this situation. And yet and still you laying up with sister so-and-so husband or you stealing money from your job or you're not doing right. I mean, come on, somebody. But yet and still, you know that you say that you're a child of God and you know the will of God. Yet and still, you're not walking in the purpose that he's designed for you. I'm helping you out of your situation. Find it not robbery to go to God and ask for repentance of these things. Don't tempt the Lord our Father. Amen? Finally, the devil takes Jesus up into an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all of the kingdoms of the world. All of these things I will give to thee if thou would fall down and worship me. How many of you have said, you know what, Lord God, if you give me this, if you do this for me, then I'll serve you. How many of you said, Lord God, if you could just bless me with this, if I could just have just a little bit of that, then I'll do this for you. I'm getting ready to show you some things right now. Satan wanted to give the glory, amen, for allowing our Christ to bow before him. But Jesus could not have said this. How are you going to give me that which is already mine? How are you going to come before God, standing before him and tell him, I'll do this for you if you do this for me. I'll give you praises if you can do this for me. I'll turn my life over to you if you can do this for me. Come on, somebody. You've said it. I've heard you. If I haven't heard it, somebody that's listening to this message knows exactly where I'm coming from. Somebody has heard it. You can't fall in line tempting God. Amen? You can't fall in line. If he already has it, what is it that you can give him? He desires your praises. He desires your worship. Satan was trying to tempt the Savior, amen, and tempt him with something that belongs to him already. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they dwell in. Come on, somebody. We see now that the master is trying to move forward. We sense now that we have our people before us trying to do the works of God, but there's something standing in the way. Slewfoot would always try to bring up a diversion.
Mm-hmm.
And this, in my interpretation of what is going on right now, Jesus is saying to Satan, I don't want you in the front of me. People might think that you are my leader. I don't want you beside me because they may think that we are working together. Get behind me, Satan. Uh-huh. Come on, somebody. You know your word. Try to keep the devil behind you. Do not care of how many pitfalls he digs behind you, because if you stumble, you're going to fall forward. Amen? There's no way that if you're stumbling and you're going forward that you're going to fall backwards. My Lord. Stumbling blocks are made to hurt you. Amen? But if those stumbling blocks are behind you, there's no way that they can hurt you. Because the only way these stumbling blocks can hurt you if they get in your way. And the only way these stumbling blocks that are behind you get in your way, if you start backing up on things, if you start going backwards, amen? If you start falling in the hands of the enemy, if you start turning away from God and turning back to your wicked ways, that is the only way these things are, oh, come on, somebody. I'm helping you out right now. I'm not backing up, amen? I'm going forward, amen? Because my God stated that I shall inherit the earth, amen? He said it in his word, that the meek shall inherit the earth. So I'm going to go forward, amen? I'm not going to go to the side. I'm not going to go to the back. I'm not going to go to the east. I'm going straight forward. Now, Satan is still determining and keeping God from being glorified. He tries to shame you into holding your peace when you should be exalting your maker. You ever found yourself in service and you find yourself around these unbelievers or these, Lord God, help me. You find yourself next to these church-going folk. Come on, somebody. I'm helping you out. You find yourself next to these people that you know are not doing right. You find yourself next to those people that you know that when they leave church, it's another lifestyle that they're leaving. Now, he dares you to clap your hands and say that you love him and praise him. But because the person next to you might say something out of order or might make you feel bad for honoring God, you're just going to sit there and hold your peace. They will call you undignified if you begin to scream out to God. They say that you are unworthy to be a dignified Christian. I'm getting ready to help you out of your situation right now. If you're dignified and you just don't know which way to go, but if you sit there and you look at those that are looking down their nose at you, guess what? You just got out of the will of God. You just allowed somebody else to come in and help steal your joy. You better forget about sister so-and-so and brother so-and-so on what they see. They haven't been through the situations you've been through. You better begin praising God for the things that brought you through. Come on. You better begin to cry out to God. You better begin to have a little dirty, snot-nose type of praise going on. Don't worry about the ones that are sitting next to you. They can't bring you joy. Don't worry about the ones sitting next to you. They can't give you no deliverance. My Lord. Don't worry about them, amen, because they can't do anything for you. You better begin giving God some glory. Now, they may call you ignorant because you gave God some praise. Let them call you what they want you. They're going to call you everything but a child of God anyway. Be not dismayed. You better have a faith like Flint and keep it moving, my sister and my brother. My Lord. Some of them are sitting there with their ignorant selves, with their PhD on their hand, and they still going straight to hell. Come on, somebody. You better continue to give God some praise. My Lord. And on that memorable, you know what, my Lord, the devil is defeated. I'm getting ready to open up all of these lines right now, amen, because somebody is feeling my joy right now. Somebody is giving God some praise right now. We're getting ready to open this up right now. To God be the glory. Amen. And I thank each and every one of you for calling. Amen. And we are live and we are full of the host of God's people. Amen. Jesus. And on the memorable march of Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, Satan tried again to keep God from being glorified. On a great multitude of people, they spread their garments along the way. Many spread the palms, amen, and the branches unto the Lord. Hosea, Hosea, son of David, they was crying out. Blessed is he that come into the name of the Lord. Satan sensed defeat and made it one last more attempt to stop God from being glorified. Just one more attempt. He urged the Pharisees. He said to catch up with the crowd to stop them. If you let them get into the city, with the noisy crowd, then they will upset your tradition and the temples will be at risk. My Lord. Now, it is suggested that the Pharisees, that Jesus made a given, amen, opportunity to parade with this permit. But the noise would not be tolerated. This is what Pharisees were saying to Christ. So Pharisees asked Christ to tell the disciples to hold their peace. And Jesus had him to know that in the ordained way, that when both the ends of the eternity were exposed and called from the everlasting to the everlasting, that on the day that God will be glorified, and if those should be holding back from their peace and giving God the glory, then God will put vocal cords on the rocks. Come on, somebody. And the rocks will begin to cry out. My Lord. Jesus. Now, I need you to understand that I can't speak for others, but I made up in my mind to tell the rock to hold this peace. A rock cannot begin to cry out and tell my story. A rock, amen, was not there when it lifted me up, amen, out of my problems, amen. A rock was not there when he lifted my feet out of the misery clay. The rock was not there when he washed my soul and set me free. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. The rock was not there when he lifted me from my sick bed. I don't need a rock to cry out for me. I have my own testimony, When I was lost, he found me. Don't cry out for me, When I was not in the ways of my God, When you were not, amen, in the ways of your God. When your soul was stuck down here in Hades, amen, it was God that set you free. My Lord. It was God that pulled us up out of this hollow fire, amen, and all our sins was washed away. We don't need no rock to cry out for us. Now, I am redeemed, and I don't mind saying so. So I just need whatever rock that attempted to cross up my way to hush it up. I have been to the water, and I have been baptized. Come on, somebody. Somebody been washed away with all of these sins, amen? But who's getting the glory for delivering you, amen? I want the world to know that God will get the glory out of my life. Come on, somebody. We have been sitting down for too long, people, and we're not magnifying God. We're not allowing the things that are happening right now in our lives for God to get the glory. We're not simplifying these things of the world, amen? We're not allowing the little things, to come through because we are ashamed of our worship. We're ashamed of the Father that we serve. We're ashamed of the things that we're doing. Amen? Why should you be ashamed to serve a God that I serve? Why would you be ashamed to give your master, your maker, your creator, the lover of your soul? Why would you be ashamed to give him the glory? My only understanding of why you should be ashamed to give God the glory is because you're not living right. It's because you're busy backbiting against your brothers and your sisters. It's because you're busy tearing down the walls instead of help building up the kingdom. I don't mind being this type of preacher, amen? If I got to give it to you raw and uncut, I'm going to give it to you just like that. It's not all about a hoop, amen. It's about teaching somebody how to get right, amen. If you're not certain about it, go to Galatians 5, amen, and dignify and read about the fruits of the Spirit. These are certain characteristics that we must endure in our DNA, amen. These are the things that we need to walk around on the inside, amen, so that God can get the glory on the outside. You can't tell me that you're sitting on your job on a daily basis and somebody, amen, will walk past you and roll their eyes. You can't tell me that somebody's not doing that to you. And the only reason why I know that they're doing it to you is because they recognize the God in you. You can't tell me that you're jogging on the side of the road and you got a smile on your face and somebody along the way says, he always smiling, she always smiling. It's because of the God in you. You need to pray for them. When the enemy will come in, you need to begin to pray for them. I thank God that he has blessed us with interceding thoughts. Amen. I thank God that he's giving us a discerning thought. Those that spitefully use you, God said that we are to pray for them. God said that vengeance is not his, but it is his. Pardon me. We are to pray for these things. Find it not robbery, not even to even pray for your enemy. There is a blessing reward for that. God honors those things. He would not like it for you to come before him with malice in your heart. He doesn't want to send you away. He wants to be able to open up and allow you to walk in. Be careful if you get before our Lord and Savior and he says, part from me not. Part from me, for I know you not. Be careful if you find yourself in that place. It's not healthy for you as a spirit, amen? It's not healthy. Because when the flesh dies, it goes away. It's the spirit man that's going to dwell. Got to make sure you're living right, saint. God has left us, amen, and Christ has descended on high, and he's blessed us with a host of gifts. But instead of allowing God to get the glory, we're exalting one another. Girl, you know she can sing. She sang us happy. Ooh, you know that brother so-and-so can preach. He preached my socks off. I didn't hear not one time that God got the glory in those things. Stop putting man before God. You're blocking your blessings, my brother and my sister. When you're getting a handicraft, amen, there are things that you've been blessed to know how to do. You have to find yourself giving God the glory without him because he is your beginning and your end. God said, I am the Alpha and Omega. So without God, you weren't able to do anything. Without God, you weren't even able to wake up. To God be the glory for all that I do. That should be your daily praise. But we've gotten so close to me, 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 and I. And when somebody cries out to you, I need you to pray for me. I don't want to pray for that so-and-so. You heard what they said about so-and-so. You're going against God's will. What would have happened if our great intercessor would have turned his back on us? When God said, I've planted purposes in the lives of these men and women, and they're not living according to my purpose, God wanted to cut us off. But it was Christ that stand in the gap and said, let me work with it a little while, Father. Let me see if I can get them to a design place, amen, a desire place of you, Father. I thank God for the intercessor. Because I was a rich undone, amen? I was a sinner, amen? I was in this world, and I was making the devil proud of me. If you don't tell the truth and shame the devil, something wrong with you. You ain't always been saved, amen? We've been born into a world of sin. We're teaching our children how to sin. We're teaching our children how to lie. We're teaching our children how to be deceitful against other adults. Come on. Don't talk to my child that way.
but your child speaking harder and harsher than the adult that they're in front of. We're teaching these ways, and God can't be glorified in those types of behaviors. I'm talking to the children of God right now, the ones who cry, holy, holy, the ones who raise holy hands, the ones who say that they're moving forth and not behind, the ones that say they don't have a stumbling block anymore in the front of them, but stumbling blocks are behind them, the ones that say that the falling pits are behind them. Come on, somebody. I'm talking to you. It's time for us to put away our wicked ways and turn to God. It's time for us to stop playing church, stop playing preachers, stop playing those that want to cry out to God. It's time to get real with God because he knows our heart. He knows our heart. So it's time for us to let the ones around us know that God dwells in this vessel. Don't be ashamed to praise him. When God has delivered you through some things, cry out to him. Give him the praise. Give him his honor. Give God what is due to God. Give it to him because he deserves it. Amen? Find it not robbery to praise God in season and out of season. Find it not robbery so that when you walk through the streets and people see you smiling and people seeing you love on one another, give God the glory. Don't say, I've been like this all my life and I'm just so high and mighty and I deserve, I love it when you praise me. I love it when you say she did that and he said that and I love it when, you better be careful. Because I remember it in our charges, amen, that God said that we are not to put any other gods before him. I remember it. You should remember it. Give God the glory. If you're doing something that's worthy of this world, amen, it's worthy to make a change, give God the glory. If your friends are doing something that's out of order, don't say, I just want to move out of their way. Tell them what thus says the Lord, then move out of their way. Walk upright. People are watching us. Walk upright. People are listening to us. Walk upright. People are wondering, how did we get here? Tell somebody your story. Don't be ashamed to tell them what you used to do. Because if you can tell them what you used to do and tell them what you're doing for God now, then they can say, well, if sister so-and-so did it, if deacon so-and-so did it, if pastor so-and-so did it, if evangelist so-and-so did it, if prophetess so-and-so did it, why can't I do it? Allow God to get the glory in your life. Allow the things that you're doing right now to be a image of what God has poured out into your life. Allow these things, amen, to be perfect examples to win souls for the kingdom. If you're not living right, you can't bring them in because they won't follow you. Not only that, don't be a hindrance for them. In other words, let's go back to biblical time again. Don't go fishing for them. Teach them how to become fishermen. Don't just say, I'm going to pray for you. Pray with them. Show them how to pray. Amen? Show them how to bend their knees and cry out to God. There's no dignified way of praying. There's just talking to your Father. Amen? He knows all and sees all anyway. But release it. Release it unto him. Give it to God. That's what he desires of us. Amen? We need to remember these things when we're going through our problems. Remember these things when we're going through our circumstance. I don't want so-and-so to know about this. You're too dignified. You better get off your holy roller. Amen? You better get it off and be able to touch and agree with your sisters and your brothers, amen? And when it's all said and done, give God the glory, because he's going to do it. When he's ready to move you out of your circumstances, God needs to get the glory. Why? Because then when someone else sees God getting the glory and they know it was God that did it, that's going to bring the people in. That's what he desires for us to do. Don't say, I'm ashamed of telling the people where I've been and what I've gone through. You better tell somebody your story. Give God the glory for it, amen? Cry out to him when you need him. Show those unbelievers that when you cry out to him, amen, and they're still going to be watching. Don't get it twisted. Their eyes are on you. They're going to see if those cries and praise that you sent up to the master, if he moved you through your circumstances. Be an example. Give God the glory. But know that Satan is always on the outside seeking to stop God from getting the glory. That's the lesson in all of this. Don't be dismayed about the things that Satan is doing. Keep your eyes on your prize, honey. Keep it moving for the glory of God. Oh, glory. Don't sit down, amen, and take for granted the things that God is blessing you with. As easy as he's giving it, as easy as he take it, because he said it in his word, it all belongs to me anyway. But he said that the meek shall inherit. So if you humble yourself and just do just what God tells you to do, there is a reward. But when you receive that reward, you need to give God the glory. Give it to him. Anything that you're doing, your job, your church home, your children, the mere fact that you had a meal on your plate, the mere fact that he woke you up and put your feet on solid ground, amen? Somebody woke up and their family circle was interrupted this morning. But you better still give God the praise if you had the use of your limbs, amen? Give it to him. I just thank God for everything that he's done in my life, amen? I thank God for being one of the leaders, amen, in this society to be able to bring the people, amen, in. And why am I able to do that? Because they're looking at my life. They're looking at my story. They're looking at the things that I'm doing. They're looking at the way I live. They're looking at my worship. They're listening to my prayers. Come on, somebody. They're looking at how I raise my children. They're looking at how I respond to my husband. They're looking at how I respond to those that spitefully use me. I'm praying to my Father. I take these things not into my own hands, but I take them to the altar of my Father. And I thank God that when deliverance comes, they say, honey, I know it was nothing but God. And I say, hallelujah. Why? Because God got the glory. Find yourself in a situation giving God the glory. Find yourself in a situation teaching God's word and teaching the people, amen, feeding the people, showing the people all of Christ's lifestyle, all of Christ's ways, all of the word, amen, all of the understanding, all of the direction that he's left behind for us. Teach it to his people. Don't get yourself out of the will of God, amen, just because you want to feed the flesh. Give God the glory for those things. Don't get out of the will of God because Satan is coming against you. Give God the glory and watch him fight your battle. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for each and every one of you finding it not robbery to come out, amen, and support, amen, the ministry that God has blessed us with. To God be the glory. I thank God, amen, for allowing me to pastor over, amen, his flock, amen. I thank God for allowing me to be a shepherd in the house of his gloriness, amen. I thank God for International Prayer Center. I thank God for the leaders that sit up under the tutelage, amen. I thank God for each and every one of you, amen. Glory be to you, God. If it had not been for you, Lord God, where would we be? I thank God for the things that you're doing right now.
Father God, I love to come into your throne room right now, giving you all praises and giving you all honor, Father God. Lord, I ask you right now, someone is under the sound of my voice, Father, and they desire to have more of you, God. They desire to live more in your lifestyle, God. They desire more of your word, God. Feed the people, Lord God. Deliver the people, Lord God. Allow them, Lord God, to see the glory in all of the others, Lord God, that come before them, God. Lord, we ask them right now, Lord God, for the unbelievers, Father God, just begin to raise up their hands and allow you, Lord God, to permeate on their hearts, Father God. Lord, we ask them to repeat after me, Lord God, that we repent of all sins, God, known and unknown to us, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that we're dedicating our lives unto you, God, that you may use us as you will, Father God, that you may have your way in our lives, God, that you may continue to direct our path, Father God, make our crooked path straight, God. Lord, you said in your word, Father God, that no weapon will form against us, God, and we're leaning and depending on all, Lord God. All of your word, God, all of our being is resting on you, God. We're giving it all unto you, God. We're knowing and believing and trusting in you, Father God. For you said in your word, Lord God, that if we are to have faith as small as a mustard seed, God, that we are able to move these things out of our way, God. Faith, Lord God, to move mountains, God. So our mountain today, Lord God, is the enemy that stands before us. We ask that you move this mountain, Lord God. Get ye behind me, Lord God. Tell him, Lord God, to move right now, Father, out of the way of your people so that your will be done in the name of Jesus. Lord, somebody is having problems in their marriages. Someone is having a problem with their children. Someone is having problems with the education system, God. Someone is having problems in the courthouse, God. Someone is having problems in their personal relationships with their friends, God. Someone is experiencing church hurt, God. We're asking that you set them free right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you said that whatsoever we bound on earth shall be bound in heaven, God. And we're binding up all of those infirmities, God. We're binding up any principalities, any imaginations. We're breaking down strongholds, Lord God. We're canceling all assignments that the enemy has set forth in front of your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, but we're loosing your warring angels, Lord God. We're loosing Michael and Gabriel and Raphael and Uriel right now, God. We're asking that they camp out around your people, Lord God. Let them make a campfire around their bedsides, Father God. Raise up a hedge of protection to protect your people, God, against anything, Lord God, that war against you, God. Send your angels right now, Lord God, because you said it in your word that vengeance is not ours, but it is yours, God. So we're asking, Father God, to fight this battle, Lord God. Lord, we're asking that you bind up alcoholism, drug, Lord God, fornication, adultery, God, lying tongues, murderous, Lord God, evil thoughts that are not like you. We bind up right now in the name of Jesus. Set your people free, God, that they may be loose from the things of this earth, Lord God, and they may cling onto your word, God. They may know that your word will set them free, God. Permeate into their lives, Father God. Let this message dwell, God. Let this message go forth, God, that someone may find a healing power in it, God. Someone may be able to cry out to you, I yield, Father God. Lord, we're asking right now, Lord God, somebody needs you to make haste and come to their rescue, Father God, just like you said it in your word, Lord God. We need you right now, God. Your people are needing you right. Your people are needing on you, glory. We need you, God. We need you, Lord God. We need you right now, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't say it enough. Hallelujah, Jesus. We glorify your precious name, God. We worship you on this day, God. A day that our eyes had never seen, and a day in words that our ears have never heard, God. We bless your holy name right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, all the petitions that have come before you, Lord God, all of the ears, Lord God, that will be open and ready to receive what you have to say on this day, God. Let it be acceptable, Lord God, in your sight, God. Lord, if we prayed our last prayer, Lord God, and we met at this time, Lord God, at our last divine appointment, God, when we come before you, let us hear the final words. Well done, my good and faithful servant, well done. Lord, we glorify you. We give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. And Lord God, I thank you for the opportunity to cry out to you, God. I thank you for the opportunity to read your word unto your people. I thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to be able to teach what you have left behind, God. Lord, I glorify you in all that you've put out tonight, God. I tell you, thank you, Lord God, for decreasing me and allowing yourself to be manifest in me, Lord God. I give you all glory in it, Lord God, for you are worthy of the praises, Lord God. I thank you, Christ, for shedding your blood, God. I thank you. I thank you for the precious blood. Well, we tell you thank you on this day. Again, I tell you, thank you for 954-754-386-678, Lord God. Hallelujah. 876, Lord God. 754-954. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your people. 310-404. God bless you. I love you. This has been a broadcast coming from the International Prayer Center. Amen. Interceding is what I do. I am Priscilla E. McCray, and I thank each and every one of you again for coming forth, amen, for coming out of the woodwork and praying one for another. I challenge you on this day to have someone else, amen, listen in on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. I challenge you on this day to have someone, amen, coming to your midst, and for you to sit down with them and give them a word from God. I challenge you on this day to cry out to someone, call somebody that you know is in need and pray for them. I challenge you on this day to go into your closet and pull out something that you don't need, amen, and bless somebody else with it. I challenge you. This is a challenge coming from Interceding is What I Do. Again, I am Pastor E, Priscilla E. McCray. God bless you. And until we meet again on Wednesday nights, 7 p.m., same time, same place, with Interceding is What I Do. God bless you, and do come again.
Open your mouth right now and give him what you owe him.